Can I ask one more question? In non-arya, you said the eight path cannot arise
together.
But in arya, they can arise together. Yeah. Why is that?
The virati jetasikas, all three, arise in order to perform their functions of absolute eradication of akusala at that level. When there is a moment of abstain from killing, it does mean that there will never be killing, right? One at a time. But at the moment of lokuttara citta, all three viratis arise in order to perform their function of absolutely eradicate such deeds, according to the level of lokuttara citta.
My understanding is the difference between the two is the difference in object. The three virati paths, the object is different. The five path, the object is different. The five path object is anicca, dukkha, anatta of the sankhara dhammas. Whereas the virati siddhatika, the object is against those which they have to abstain from. But whereas when arya stage has been attained, all eight path, the object is nibbana.
And the
so the shift of the object from the sankhara dhamma to nibbana, that is why in arya all eightfold paths can arise at the same time because of the object.
Yes. Yeah. And what's the result after the lokuttara kusala has fallen away?
The result is a real stage, mega sitta.
Okay. Not killing anymore, absolutely. That's the result. Experiencing nibbana.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying is the change in the object of contemplation. Mm-hmm. For the three path is different in the non-arya stage.
Because it's not the moment of experiencing nibbana. So it does not abstain completely, absolutely.
Yes. But in the lokuttara citta, the object has changed to nibbana. All eight of them, the change of the object.
By having experienced nibbana?
No, not me.
The lokuttara citta experienced nibbana.
Oh, yes.
That's why all three jetasikas perform the function of eradication, the akusala at that level, absolutely, after that.
The object, when it is fivefold pass, is a nama or a rupa in different stages of insight, but not yet or not all the time the three characteristics of a reality. It has to develop. So it's a nama or a rupa, and it will be clearer and clearer.
I know when we were away earlier this week, and again today you referred to it briefly, the something-nothing. My Glenn's question, yes, the something-nothing, and maybe I need to hear you talk about that again.
Mm-hmm. Without the six doorways, can there be any experiencing of anything?
No.
So it's nothing. And at moment of seeing, it's something, and then nothing again. And then sound arises, something, and then nothing again.
And thinking
arises and falls away.
Right. And nothing again. Mm-hmm. And the nothing is not the Bhavanga Jita.
It is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. When there is no experiencing any doorway, nothing can appear. Now, it seems like there is something because there is seeing, not Bhavanga. Mm. So it needs one of the six doorways to experience objects.
Yes, and the nothing then is Bhavanga Jita, arising and falling away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We think there is always something, because...
Not while one is fast asleep, because there is nothing.
True. But while one is not fast asleep, because there is not the level of awareness that can be aware of the objects of the sense.
And all the objects can appear only through the doorways only, without doorways, without eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Nothing can appear.
Can there be awareness of Bhavanga Jita?
Panya develops. So Panya can see nothing and something.
So until Panya develops, it's a world of something all the time.
Even there is nothing in between.
The dream of life.
Can
any reality be the object of understanding right up to the viti prior to magga viti? For example, a question was raised about whether akusala cittas can be the object of the viti process just prior to the rising magga viti.
Which is sankhara. Only nibbana is visankhara.
Anything which
reality.
Is
sankhara,
also any condition reality,
yeah.
Even lobha or dosa,
yeah.
Right up.
Even
to
aversion.
I remember.
Yes,
what?
Aversion.
Even aversion can be the object. Just before mega siddha.
Otherwise, panya cannot be keen enough to understand everything as it is, different from nibbana.
So it's encouraging. Yeah.
Any reason why it shouldn't be that way?
Yes, because the person, I assume, that the person who is about to attain mega shita, I would have assumed that he will not have avashin. That's my assumption.
I'm glad he has, because it makes it so much daily life.
So one instant avashin, one moment, vakutra chitta's arising.
Panya is not afraid of anything, so Panya. Very courageous.
It's very brave.
Very brave.
Yeah.
Mahakusala Sita.
Yeah.
Jnana Sampayutan, accompanied by Panya.
Your question is at Arahata level or any level?
Any level.
Any level, I see.
At the Mega Viti. Okay. The process Mega Viti. Just before the arising of Mega Sita.
So
the object.
So the Patime included?
Including Sotapatti Magga.
Yes, any Magga.
So it can be aversion.
Not, of course, for the one who has eradicated it, not for the Arindami.
And another question about Atawaba Dupadana and Sakaya Ditti. Everyone has difficulty with this.
It's all right.
People find it very difficult to accept that Atawaba Dupadana is broader than Sakaya Ditti and not exactly the same.
So, where is the Sakaya Ditti?
Where is?
Yes.
The 20 Sakaya Dittis.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
And the 5 aggregates.
Yeah, where?
4 ways.
Yes, where?
Where?
Yes, where is Sakaya Ditti?
Just for others, Sakaya Ditti means wrong view of self.
Is this Sakaya Ditti? Me? No, so that is attanutiti. Because the term atta is opposite of anatta. As long as it's not the understanding of the arising and falling away of a reality, that is the idea of something there which stays. So attanutiti. When there is no the understanding of each reality as it is, arising and falling away. But here it's not just attanutiti, it's me. Not that. Atta is something which is the opposite of not permanent. Something which is permanent is atta. So that is attanutiti. Because it is permanent when there is no understanding of the arising and falling away. But sakayatiti is also attanutiti. And there are 20 attanutiti and there are 20 sakayatiti too. But here, even it's attanutiti, but it's sakkayatiti too. So we cannot say that sakkayatiti is not attanutiti, as long as it's there permanent, no understanding of the arising and falling away of it yet. It has to be atta, something, but something is mine, so that is sakkayatiti.
But we were also talking about atupadana, no?
The same thing, the same thing as attanutiti and attuvanutupata.
Mm-hmm. It is the same as Sakaya.
No, is Sakaya it? Has to be here.
Sakaya is here.
Yeah. And attanutiti, anything.
Can be.
Even here,
taking the biscuit for being something.
Not anatta. Opposite of anatta. It's
atta. But not Sakaya ditti.
A thing, an object, but
something
not myself.
Outside. Mm-hmm. In truth, a biscuit is just a concept, but if we take it for being a reality, we take it for being something, but we don't take it for being myself. So it's a kind of utter view, but it's not Sakaya.
But there are four utter views. Four views are
four kinds of upadana.
Yes.
Right?
Four kinds.
Okay. So
this cannot be this other kinds.
Ditu upadana.
Yeah, ditu upadana.
Yeah.
Cannot be ditu upadana.
I think ditu upadana refers to other kinds of wrong views, such as there is no result of karma, or there's no life after death, or other kinds, but not related to taking it for being something or for utter at that moment.
Ajahn, for some of us, the Buddha's path sometimes seems too long, too arduous, too difficult. And we feel discouraged by the burden of the five khandhas of grasping, and we feel oppressed by the almost insurmountable impediments, the five hindrances, sloth and torpor, tina, nida, and doubt. And we feel the burden of past kusala citta. What these can you tell us to encourage us, to encourage those who often think that the path is too long, too difficult?
When it's long, can we make it shorter?
No, we cannot make it shorter. That makes it even more difficult.
Very courageous to know that we have to go one moment to another moment, develop understanding.
Yes.
That's the only way. Otherwise, one is governed by lopa again.
Yes.
Yeah. But whenever there is panya, there's no lopa. But when there's no panya, it's lopa there.
So what is the answer?
So develop understanding develop and leave it to conditions, panya. Yeah, to panya.
And leave it to conditions?
Yeah. What else can one do? Just understand.
Lord, is it really the path is too long, or is it just the nature of samsara that's that way?
Well, yeah, maybe both. Yeah. The progress seems so slow.
The self is there again.
Yes. That is, of course, the point.
The other day, Lodovic raised about the anusyas, the latent tendencies, and we know that they can condition the defilements to arise at any time. But can we say that when wisdom develops, there is a gradual lessening of the anusyas, even though it may not be apparent?
Whenever there is no understanding, there must be more moments with akusala, on and on and on. But when there is understanding, understanding develops gradually too. It's better than just don't have any understanding at all. Even just a little at a time is good enough. Rather than none.
The anusya wear out also before they are eradicated.
No,
can we say
no,
that?
No. But the more you understand, can you have less understanding from that one that you have understood? Can it go away after you have understood at that level already?
Yeah. So one can refer to a lessening of the anusyas in that regard?
That's why Buddha can tell the difference between those in his days. Three kinds of lotuses.
According to the
anusyas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A question, please. How can there be understanding without self?
Without self? There's no self.
Then
everything. Seeing is not self, understanding is not self.
So the contradiction that comes from all the questions is that I can do nothing to get there.
Because of the clinging to realities as me. While there's no me, there are only different realities.
I thought I heard you say you just wait for the conditions to change.
Can you attain enlightenment now?
I can't.
Okay. So, develop.
I can't under this understanding.
Mm-hmm. So develop it.
But that
from
involves self.
To know that there is no self.
It involves self.
Self is there when there is no right understanding. And one can see that in
self,
a day.
Self is
anusya, always there when there is no understanding.
Yes.
So today, how many moments of understanding and how many moments without understanding?
But when there is understanding, where is self?
It's not at that very moment.
Then what is understanding?
It's arising.
If it's not me.
No.
Then what is understanding?
Dhamma, a reality. That's why we have to understand realities as elements.
So the contradiction from my eyes as an attached being is that anything you do pushes it away.
All dhammas, different right. realities.
So even if I am listening, I am still self.
Listening arises, nobody there, but the idea of I am listening is there. Hearing.
No, I don't think so.
Do you still hear?
Because there is self involved at all levels.
Please tell me, what's the self and where is the self now, at this moment?
Because of the thinking.
The thinking is thinking the self. Thinking is thinking different from seeing, it's yes. different from hearing. All of them are not self. They are conditioned.
We can accept that concept, mm-hmm. but they haven't.
Even accepting is non-self, a moment of citta.
Even accepting is non-self?
Yeah, a moment of citta.
So accepting understanding is non-self?
All are non-self, all dhammas, all realities are non-self. Even panya.
So the path is one of acceptance.
What do you mean?
What I mean is I can do nothing.
No, because there is no I. Because there is no I.
Yes, but you were saying if I'm listening, is that not self?
No. Even we use the word I, the understanding is that, not the others. But that reality is conditioned to arise, to hear, to think, and then passing away. So where's the previous one? Where's the old ones?
I hear the words, but I think everyone is asking something of the same question each time. How do you move from self to non-self?
To me, I don't see any self. Seeing is seeing, and thinking is thinking. To me, seeing is not a self. Hearing and thinking are also not self.
I believe thinking is self.
It's conditioned. Can we think the same? Do you know what will be your next thought?
No, I don't know what will be my next thought. I'm only in the moment of this thought. And in the moment of this thought, my thought is, I cannot think of not self.
But now, there is no not self.
I think I speak for many people who can't make the step from how can I go to non-self without using self to get there.
Self is just another thought, another concept. In terms of absolute realities, it doesn't exist. We think it exists as a concept, but it's just another piece of thinking.
But you're using that to get away from it. So it's contradictory. It's a contradictory.
Well, I think there's a perception. There's a wrong perception of using it to get away from it. Because if the understanding of the absolute realities is there, none of them are a self that's directing or guiding, even though in our state of ignorance, lack of wisdom, we think that's what we're doing. We're just thinking.
But are any of us doing that? Being in the moment without being self?
Whether we have right or wrong idea about self, in fact, there isn't any self. Even if we have the wrong idea, there are just these dhammas, there is no self. So when you say, is anyone doing that? Well, regardless of what ideas we have, whether we've ever heard the teachings or not, there are still only different mental and physical phenomena.
So the question becomes then, once again, how do I become not attached?
Impossible.
Impossible.
Because it's I. So there must be attachment.
So I can do nothing except push it away?
No, you cannot do anything.
Well,
no, you.
I'm attached.
Attachment
is real.
But it's not me that understands.
No, and it's not you that becomes or does anything.
I think we agree there is no self, but the idea of a self is a perversion of perception that we have.
I'm just thinking that it seems a contradiction that we would somehow use that perversion or discipline that perversion to attain enlightenment.
I was going to say it's not a matter of using that. Perversion. That perversion is there when it's there, and when it's not there, it's not there. It's not the idea of self all the time. Not all moments are moments of perverse perception. John, I'd like to ask this question then. Is there thinking of I all the time? Is there self in everything we do, or is it sometimes?
If there is no thinking, can there be the self who thinks?
No.
So what is real? Thinking or a sound?
Are you referring to moments of, say, just seeing and hearing?
The realities which arise and perform its function, thinking is not seeing. And without thinking, there is no idea of sound. But since there is right thinking and wrong thinking, there are many different ideas. But thinking is thinking only. It cannot see, it cannot smell, it cannot hear anything at all. It just thinks.
And I think that's why it seems complicated.